This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks once again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Deborah Sherman, board-certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. She is with us today to educate us on how our lips can go from lacking to luscious. Dr. Sherman, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Always great to have you with us. So to get us started today, Dr. Sherman, tell us why women care about their lips and the role lips play in making one's face attractive.
Well, when you think about it, Eric, first and foremost, since your lips are front and center on your face, the eye is naturally drawn to look at the lips as central focus, especially when you speak and make expressions. We even communicate with verbal and nonverbal ways with our mouth. So full and plush Liz Taylor-like lips are a sign of youth, vitality, not to mention super seductive. And so for those reasons alone, the lips obviously play a headliner role in a beautiful face. And physiologically, the plumper the pout, the higher the estrogen hormones. So obviously, when your lips lose their zazing, it's more than an interruption in your beauty routine as a woman. It can cause a seismic shift in your self-esteem that drives your energy to have confidence in what we call your face, that facial calling card.
And it certainly makes total sense, no doubt about that. Now, describe the normal aging changes of the face, in particular the changes to the lips that we all should look for.
Well, you know, women, Eric, we get up every morning and we look in the mirror to see if we're still alive. But, I mean, the mirror is a big part of our day because we put on makeup. And so when it comes to aging, the eyes are the first to go with signs of aging. Next, the cheeks to the chin. From the cheeks to the chin, everything starts to droop, and the lip is actually the focal point of that area. Every woman cannot avoid noticing it because when they reach for a lip liner, a lip gloss, or a lipstick to outline that shape every day, the etching and the thinning of the lip reveals itself at first glance in the mirror. So, as an expert in aesthetics, as we age, let's cover what happens when the hands of time make their mark on your lips. So in aging, the nasolabial, that's kind of a tough medical term. Naso means nose. Labial actually means lip in medical terms. So the nasolabial, the nose-lip complex, better way to say it, Eric, is the parentheses around the mouth. That actually, that line that we see, the parentheses, rotates clockwise, resulting in an upper, longer lip, and that's not a good thing. And then we see less tooth display when your lips are at rest and during smiling as time passes. One of the things that bothers women the most is the corners of the lip can droop, and that has a lot to do because it determines if the corners of your lip are pointing downward, you look sad or pouty or less than happy. So the position of the corners of our mouth has a lot to do with what our face says. We also notice the upper lip can thin and turn inward, causing less show of the red border, which causes a lot of women, I hear this every day, saying, you know, I'm losing my lips, Dr. Sherman. So as you might say, what causes these changings? Besides the aging process, think of all the movements lips make in a single day, not to mention smiling, kissing, talking, sipping from a straw, opening wide to yawn, sneeze, or eat. This is what I call the lip calisthenics, Eric, because it contributes to wrinkling. And those repeated movements can break down collagen, the building blocks, or the structure of our skin and lips. And then there's the sun, which we all know causes all sorts of deleterious consequences to our skin, not to mention the worst culprit, smoking, which can wreak havoc on our lips.
And smokers, I hope you paid attention to that. Now, Tell us, what is the best treatment for a less than perfect lip, Botox or filler?
Well, what you need to be able to figure out what the right treatment is to try to figure out what the basic causes are. So at the Sherman Aesthetic Center, we do a detailed lip analysis where an aesthetic expert, a master injector, can determine the cause of the deficiency of the lip. For example, if the wrinkle is caused by an overactive muscle that purses too much, and pursing or kissing or making that pursing action actually can create those vertical lipstick lines. And we can't stand that, because if we put on our lipstick and we come back 5 minutes later and it's running up our lip, it's not a good thing, Eric. So we can treat that with strategically placed neuromodulator injections like Botox, Dysport, or Xeomin. But it takes the right amount in the right place to relax that pursing and can ease those vertical lines around the lip. Now, sometimes there's often a second cause, and those lines can also be caused. Some people call them smoker's lines. Some people call them lipstick lines. I have one woman in my practice, she even calls them the barcodes. But they can be caused by lack of collagen. And so because of that, a fine textured filler like Vobella or Restylane Silk can work well in combination. If the problem with the lip is a lack of pout or a thin body, we can build the pillow shape and the red show of the lip with Juvederm Ultra, Juvederm Ultra Plus, Juvederm Velour, and Restylane products like Restylane and Restylane Refined, or a combination. We can also turn your frown upside down by tipping the corners of the mouth upward, which, like I said, Eric, that's big. And why is that big? Because it takes the sadness out of the facial message with more robust fillers. And those that we use around the corners of the mouth are things like Juvederm Ultra Plus, Velour, Restylane Lift, and Restylane Define. So you see, they're sort of like paints in our palette to create the depth and natural look that the artist chooses to rejuvenate the lip.
Today, once again, we're speaking with Dr. Deborah Sherman, board certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Sherman, many women fear the duck lip. How can you get natural results here?
Well, you brought up a really hot topic. You know, a lot of women, they want the lips they had 5 years ago, but they do not want it looking unnatural, and a lot of people call it the duck lip. Now, how do you avoid that, and how do you get a rejuvenated lip? Well, no two lips are alike, just like no two faces are alike, Eric, and that is why your master injector must have an in-depth understanding of the anatomical structure and how the lip building blocks form to make a beautiful lip. You wouldn't build a house without an architect and a builder that knew the structure, and the same is true for a master injector when it comes to beautiful lips. Now, a key component to beauty is proportion and balance. When the edge or the vermilion border is more prominent than the body of the lip, proportion is lost, and the result is an unnatural duck lip. And, Eric, no one wants their lips entering the room before they do. You know, when you walk in and you go into a restaurant, you go, oh, that woman looks done. That doesn't have to be. So a subtle projection of a beautiful rosebud-shaped lip can be the crowning jewel of a beautiful face, and that's what our patients are asking for and leaving with when they come to Sherman Aesthetic Center. This is why you have to choose your injector like you would a portrait artist, as the facial outcome is the art that people will look at every day. You know, to become a portrait artist with fillers, you have to have extensive aesthetic training, experience, and an artistic eye like the master injectors at the Sherman Aesthetic Center.
Dr. Sherman, one last question before you go. I know you have a very busy schedule. How does one know which lip fillers is right for them?
Beautiful lips are built in a customized fashion. First, we have to determine the results that you might desire. Second, we have to analyze your current lip in the context of the surrounding features of your face. Let me give you an example. If your eyes, nose, and chin are large, then your lips can be large and still be in balance and proportion for a beautiful face. But if your eyes and chin are recessed or diminutive and your nose is small, then a petite size and a delicate shape for your lips will give you your most beautiful result. Third, some lip shapes are best achieved in stages so that the results and the changes happen in a subtle fashion. The first stage treatment can mildly affect volume but greatly enhance texture like an internal lip gloss, and that's just the epitome of youth right there. The second treatment can focus on plumping the pillow pout of the red part of the lip, and the third treatment can better define the cupid's bow and turn the mouth corners to a more pleasant position. You know, we all love looking at a newborn baby, and one of the most beautiful things is the shape of their cupid's bow and the outline of their mouth. And those are things that we look at when we go to make a lip beautiful. Sometimes these steps are done in one treatment, and other times we do them in stages so that others notice that the patient looks great, but they can't pinpoint exactly what have they had done. They just look great. You see, the beauty of seeing a well-trained aesthetic expert, such as the ones at the Sherman Aesthetic Center, is that your treatment and results are customized for the most natural and fresh outcome. It's really satisfying. I tell you, we see it every day. Have patients say, oh, I love my new lip. And the thing that they love about it the most is that they have lips that they had 5 years ago. And that's what makes it really become a joy to put on their lipstick every day with a very refreshed look. So you can tell that we enjoy the art that we create, and we love giving women that little kick of confidence to make a beautiful lip in balance and proportion with a beautiful face.
And of course, I never knew there was so much to beautiful lips, and we can't thank you enough for all the information. Very informative and fun. You made it fun, without a doubt. And can't thank you enough for all the information that you share here on the program on a regular basis. Where can listeners get all the details on your practice there in Nashville, Tennessee, and how can one also be in touch as needed?
We would love for them to go to NashvilleLidSurgery.com to see their lip results on real live patients, or they can call our office at 615-297-5798 to schedule a complimentary facial analysis. That's NashvilleLidSurgery, all one word, .com, NashvilleLidSurgery.com. Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly most welcome. Always great to have you, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And you're always welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Deborah Sherman, board-certified surgeon and founder of Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville, Tennessee. To summarize what we've learned today, see a board-certified trained aesthetic physician such as the ones at Sherman Aesthetic Center in Nashville. Go to NashvilleLidSurgery.com to see their lip results on real patients, or call 615-297-5798 to schedule an appointment today. The Sherman Aesthetic Center offers a complimentary facial analysis and profile assessment so you can learn which treatments are right for you and in what order they should be prioritized for the next 30 days. They have specials on many injectables like filler, Botox, and Kybella that can provide significant savings on facial enhancing, no downtime treatments. And again, for further details, visit NashvilleLidSurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.